Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's a two-hour flight from Brisbane, Australia, to what was once called Hell in Paradise. Remote Norfolk Island is 13 square miles of volcanic rock rising out of the crystal-clear South Pacific. It's home to 2,000 people and one major tourist attraction. Each year, 30,000 tourists come to see what's left of Norfolk Island's 18th-century penal colony, a deplorable place where inhumane conditions earn Norfolk its nickname. But Norfolk Island is now working on a new reputation. Scientists plan to turn it into a living laboratory, a giant experiment designed to solve two of the world's most vexing problems, global warming and obesity. The idea? A carbon credit card that would help Norfolk Islanders reduce their greenhouse gas emissions and the size of their wastes. Dr. Gary Egger is in charge of the plan. He's a professor of lifestyle medicine and applied health promotion at Southern Cross University in New South Wales. Hi, Professor.
G'day, Bruce.
So tell me about this card.
Ultimately, there would be an electronic card, and that electronic card may be on an existing credit card or it may be a totally standalone card, so that when somebody goes to buy their petrol or their power, not only do they pay in money, but it comes off the carbon units that they have been allocated for free at the start of a set period. And let's say that after they've paid all their power for that period, they've got 100 carbon units left. They can then cash that 100 in at the carbon bank and make money out of it, and hopefully improving their health over the long term.
How could it improve their health?
Well, for example, if you're walking or riding a push bike instead of driving your car, presumably by not burning the carbon, you will increase your physical activity level, which is going to help the health. But then ultimately, we also hope to look at foods and to put a carbon price and a health price on food so that carbon units are detracted for unhealthy and high carbon emitting food.
So if I were a Norfolk Islander and I had one of these carbon credit cards, if I reduced my purchase of gas, my credits get stored in the card and I can conceivably get some money and that's paid to me and that's a good thing for the planet, it's a good thing for me.
Exactly, that's the way it's designed. Now, long term, it's quite possible too that those people who don't reduce their emissions and in fact become very profligate in their use of energy, who are more likely to be the rich, may have to go and buy more units as the units go down each year, as the number of units go down. But that's still to be determined by the islanders. We haven't instituted that and we haven't suggested that at this stage. We want to make it a totally positive approach because one of the things that we're testing, whether the public will accept it, because if it's not acceptable to the public, then it's unlikely to be picked up in this day and age by any government anywhere around the world.
So basically, reducing your carbon footprint and your waist size.
Yep, that's right.
Are people that live on this island, are they overly obese?
They're about the same as the rest of Australia, and Australia is not far behind the United States in terms of obesity. So we're up in the top six or seven in the world. As happens with rich countries, as a country gets richer, it tends to get fatter.
But it seems to me one of the outcomes of this could be that you reduce climate change gases and nothing changes with obesity.
That's another possibility, of course, because, for example, if you got people out of their gas-driven cars and into electric cars, that may reduce the carbon emissions, but it's not going to help their obesity because they'll still be driving around the town. But as I say, this is just a trial. It has to be tested, and this is the best way to test it on a self-contained island. And it has to be democratic in this day and age as well. It can't be imposed, so it has to be run by the islanders themselves. And the reason I'm going out there tomorrow is that we've been attacked by some of the far right here and the climate change, one particular shock jock in Australia. His name is Andrew Bolt, and he's a bit similar to your Rush Limbaugh.
Well, let's see if we can tune some of that in and play for our listeners.
NTR. Now it's time for Andrew Bolt.
Thanks to their ration of carbon credits runs out, and you've made food too expensive for them to buy. What happens to them?
Well, again, they get money back from doing the right thing.
No, but they've done the wrong thing, because that's why they're fat and poor.
So this shock jock, it's kind of a right-wing radio guy?
He did an interview with me in which he didn't ask the questions about it being voluntary and being run by the islanders and so on. And then as a result of that, he then attacked me personally.
So your job now is to sell it to the islanders.
Well, we had sold it to the islanders. I mean, that's the whole thing. This is not something that's been imposed. It was, we've been a year now in discussion with the parliament and with the people on the island. But up until such time as there was an adverse reaction, the islanders were sort of only minimally interested. Now they're more interested, and we have to explain it in much more detail to them.
So what are you going to call this carbon credit card?
That, again, is up to the islanders. They came up with the name for the project, which is a niche project, NICHE, which is Norfolk Island Carbon and Health Evaluation Program. And it fits nicely because it is a niche island and this is a niche program. And it's a test, as I keep saying. But again, I go back to this notion and I plead ignorance to some extent on the whole climate change notion, in the sense that we are health scientists who are looking to do something about the major health epidemics of the day, that is obesity and type 2 diabetes, and we're looking to do it within a context of being able to also reduce pollution and emissions, which nobody has looked at to date.
Dr. Egger, good luck.
Thanks very much, Bruce.
Gary Egger is a professor of lifestyle medicine at Southern Cross University in New South Wales.